Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, case number 10995, Jim Ryder Doggies at the Beach, has been withdrawn.
Okay. Are there any other additions or corrections? Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda with that correction.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the one correction, that being case number 10,995 being withdrawn. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is so carried. Next, we'll have approval of the finding of the facts of our May the 21st meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the finding of the facts of our May the 21st meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And all opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly and disorderly conduct will not be tolerated. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the questions to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed on our old business are considered after all of the public new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening before such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of the proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, we ask that you please turn off any cell phones or pagers for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 10992, Todd A. Wise, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, northwest of Blue Teal Road, being lot 44 within Swan Keys Development. Tax map ID District 533, map 12.16, parcel 445.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and residence for the record, please?
Todd A. Wise, 2884 Andrewville Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You raise your right hand. Huh. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti. I'm here representing Mr. Wise. And I've given to the to Kelly Passwater copies of the survey to better illustrate the variances and also a copy of the deed. So to give you some idea, what Todd Wise is seeking, he's the owner and represented him in settlement back in May. He purchased a lot in Swan Keys, lot 44, block C on Blue Teal Road. The lot he purchased is a 40-foot lot in width and a depth of 101 feet. He's seeking the variances that he's seeking is a 5-foot variance on both side yards from the required 10-foot setback to allow his home to be located 5 feet from both side yard property lines with a 1-foot overhang, a 3-foot variance from the westerly side yard to allow a shed to be placed in the rear of his property, which would be 2 feet from the westerly side of his neighbor's property within 1 foot of the overhang. And the reason why he's seeking to place it there is his neighbor if you're looking at his property on the right, has his shed almost right on the property adjacent to him. So he wanted to put a shed to give him some area, plus it also have some area in the back of his yard for jet skis and to have access to the lagoon. He's also seeking a variance to allow an air conditioning unit to be placed on the side of the property, on the westerly side of the property. And the reason why he's seeking to place it there is for a couple of reasons. One, for efficiency of the unit. So whether he puts a double wide or puts a modular, the efficiency of the unit, plus his neighbor also has his air conditioning unit on that same side. So really it would not cause any hardship to the adjacent neighbor. He was also seeking a variance so he can put his steps on the side of the property. So it'd be an 8.5-foot variance to allow the steps to be on the side. And that would provide space in the front for ample parking as well, and also for safety concerns coming out of the property. The reasons for the variance really is the uniqueness of the lot. The lot, as I said at the outset, is 40 feet width by 101 in depth. Mr. Wise has talked to Ron's Mobile Home Sales and to see if he could get a double wide on the property, and he really can't without having the variances to really make it fit. He also then talked to modular builders, and given the 40-foot size of the lot, the sections for the modular home would come in also in the sections. They wouldn't fit either. So in either case, he's going to need that 5-foot variance on both sides to go, and he hasn't signed a contract with either, depending upon what happens here tonight. Also, the air conditioning, as I said before, is for efficiency purposes, and the uniqueness also goes to the fact that Swan Keys, this is one of the lots I know the board's very familiar with, which is a 40-foot lot. There's other lots in Swan Keys which are 50-foot lots, which we wouldn't be seeking variance if we had that type of lot. So really the uniqueness is the shallowness or the narrowness of the lot when compared to a 50-foot lot in the community. Now, this property cannot be developed in strict conformity without creating, you know, a concern for the other neighbors, because if he took the two 10 side yards, he'd have a 20-foot home looking almost going straight back. As the board is also aware of, is that the character of the neighborhood has changed from originally Swan Keys. Over the years, has changed from I'm going to call it a mobile park or manufactured home to a stick-built community, and also a modular community as it's in transition. Mr. Wise has not created the hardship. He hasn't built on the property yet, but he hasn't created a hardship. And it's our belief also that the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Most of the home in Swan Keys have had a 40-foot width. If you travel on Blue Teal Road, they've had to come before the board to seek a variance to be able to utilize their lot, given the shape of the lot and the narrowness and uniqueness of the lot. If he were to place either a double wide or a modular home on the property, it would be in conformity with the neighborhood. It would not change the character of the neighborhood. The variance also will not impair the appropriate use of the community of Swan Keys, because, as I said before, it's in transition, going from a manufactured home community to a modular stick-built community. Also, the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. It will also create, by having the home and the location as shown on the sketch, by having the dimension from the road be that setback, it would also give ample space for parking, given some of the tightness on the streets in Swan Keys. We also believe the variance of the 5 feet is probably the least modification possible, given the placement of the steps on the side and also then creating the ample room in the front. We believe this variance is necessary to afford relief. Whether or not he places a double wide or a modular home, he'll need the variance to build either. And again, as I said before, he hasn't signed a contract pending what happens here tonight to build on the property at this point. Mr. Wise is here to answer any questions you might have as to any of the questions as to seeking the variance.
Are you in a flood zone there?
Yes.
Okay, so that means you're going to be on pilings, is that correct?
I haven't done any load calculations on the ground yet, but...
You are in a flood zone. You probably
yes.
will. Yes. Okay. You won't have enough room to go underneath parking?
Well, I'm not warranted to do pilings. I can do a footing if the soil, you know, bearing load will allow that. And then the double wides, yeah, the double wides, you don't do pilings for them. I mean, you can do a pier that the county...
If you're in a flood zone, you need to have it up so high.
Yeah, 5 foot. I'm at 2.0 now. I need to lift 3 foot. Yeah. I had a surveyor give me a elevation actually Friday.
Okay, so you know that from what you've said here in your testimony is that you know that it came from a mobile home park to a GR.
We're aware of that. Yes, we are.
Okay, now the reason that was done, you can respond to this, the reason it was done is so that you can go up from the 25 to the 42-foot part. In other words, you can go up. You're aware of that?
Yes, and some of his neighbors, he's aware, some of his neighbors have done that. His adjacent neighbors haven't, but some
and that's the reason they've done it, okay? So that you could put these homes on there, and if you wanted to extend it, to go up.
Which he's aware of. That's,
yes, he is 42 aware. Feet, I believe it is.
Right.
And which I don't know where they take that measurement from, but...
They take it from your flood zone, based 100-year flood zone.
More. 42 from, okay.
Now, you were saying that the shed, you want the shed on there? You want a variance on the shed also?
Yes.
It won't fit on there at all? The 5 foot?
If, in the backyard with this footprint, I won't, if the shed is, you know, at the location which we're asking for, it'll give me like a 17 by 17 backyard, or actually 17 by 20 yard to pull my jet skis out of the water and actually put them in the shed. That was my idea.
The jet skis?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 12 by 12 shed.
I see it.
And the neighbor's shed on the north sideline.
I don't want to hear anything about the neighbor.
Okay. Okay. And they get along. The neighbors get along.
He gets
along
with
neighbors. Well, we're talking about your problem.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Wise, knowing that you can go 42 feet up, why would you not design or have something built where you could have storage under a structure and adequate living space on more than one floor?
You mean going vertically?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
My wife isn't either, and maybe going vertical is not the thing to do in terms of that. From a dollar standpoint, pretty expensive.
Okay. Mr. Tomasetti, you addressed the standards for granting a variance, but I'm not sure I heard how it's not created by your applicant.
Well, he really hasn't created the hardship. I'm saying, yes, he purchased a lot, and it's a 40-foot lot, but he didn't create the hardship of the seeking the variance. The setbacks were there, the 10-foot. So he's not seeking, he's not creating a hardship by building a one-story home. It's not, you know, he has the ability to go up. But
when he puts that size on there, he's creating a hardship for himself. I mean, he's asking for a variance if he wants to put a 26-wide on there. I think that's what Mr. Mills is referring to.
I think by putting the home on there, I'm saying if he went up, it still wouldn't be a 20. He wouldn't be building a 20-foot home going up. I'm saying I haven't seen any in this one.
I understand. In addressing the standards, you know, minimum to afford relief and so forth, we're looking at a 30-foot home, I assume.
28-foot wide with 1 foot overhang.
Okay. Okay, you answered my question. Thank you.
Is this your summer home?
Correct.
Do you plan on moving there full time?
No.
No.
Not at this point in time, no.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Just two questions, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
First off, Mr. Wise, you noted that you have to raise the structure up about 3 feet from what you had planned. When you design the steps, are the steps designed to be at the level they're at now, or are they designed to be higher? Because I know sometimes that can
My intent is to lift the property as much as I can without putting the burden on the neighbor as far as runoff or waters or anything like that's concerned.
Well, I was,
but it's going to have to be a 5-foot lift in order to get out of the flood zone, you know, that flood zone elevation from the existing grade.
Well, the question that I have is where the steps are going to be going, because they are, I think you had said that they would be in the setback area. Are they going to extend further into the setback area because you're raising the house, or are they going to be as you're showing them here?
They'll be no further than as shown, or no closer to the property line as than shown.
Okay. And the second question I had was, you heard the presentation by Mr. Tomasetti. Do you affirm that that is your testimony as well, and that what he has said is correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions. Right.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Workman.
Are you filling that up, the 5 foot? I mean, you're going to bring it up with dirt and everything else to bring
not
it?
The total 5 foot. I'm going to try to hit a happy medium. In other words, I wanted to lift the center of a property probably a foot and a half, and then that would give me like a 2.5 foot from that elevation out. From it's probably going to be a total of 3 foot on the outside skirts of the property line to my floor.
Well, how's the runoff going to be?
How's it going to be? I'm going to collect all the runoff that I can with gutters and go to the lagoon, as what Swan Keys recommended the association.
Okay. Are you an AE?
AE?
Yes, that's your flood zone dedication.
Yes.
You know, if you
yeah,
are,
I talked to a gentleman.
To fill. You can't do that.
I can't do any fill at all?
Not if it's, you better check on that. I'm pretty sure that.
He can backfill in an AE, just not a VE.
Okay, you can backfill in an AE. Okay, just so you know.
Right. It's not a VE. I think that's an AE.
We're not building.
AE? Your AE?
I think it is. I think it's AE.
AE5?
I believe on that. It's in the folder in my truck.
Okay, because that's important. Okay.
Right.
All right, because you're talking about raising that up, and that's part of the variance. And
we're not building on filled material. It's my understanding that backfilling is not the same as filling and building on fillable material.
That's correct, and that would have an effect on this also.
Right, we're just doing backfilled material.
Are there any other questions, further questions? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to take case number 10,992 under advisement.
You have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 10,992 under advisement. Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement for this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10993.